Okay, this is the most Googled phobia of 2020, up 500% from last year. So just want to do a quick poll, and I want to see if this is something that you can relate to, if this is something you're fearful of as well. You can text us at 92925. All right, it's 6:04, Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. The phobia that I am speaking of is called anthropophobia.
Okay, I don't think I've heard that one before.
Okay, anthropophobia is the fear of other people. And Google searches of this fear, so like, why am I afraid of people, or the actual word anthropophobia, up 500% from last year. I saw a couple of articles. One of them said, new study reveals most search phobia may be linked to pandemic. I'm like, you had to do a study to see if this may be linked to the pandemic?
It's not like it's top of everyone's mind every single day.
Fear of people, though. Can you relate?
Yes, I can, actually. I find myself being very uncomfortable when I'm in close quarters with other people. I even go so far as to like hold my breath when I cross people on the street
or in
the halls. A little bit, yeah. And this is like with the mask on too.
Yeah.
And I realize that at times it can be a bit irrational, but I don't feel comfortable. Maybe I've been conditioned to being more scared than I should. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you look at any fear, a bit of it is irrational. I mean, we're scared of the threat of, right, of repercussions of a fear of flying. You're afraid that you're going to crash. A fear of closed spaces. So we're fearful of people because we don't know what's going on around us. And I mean, it's not like I pick and choose. I'm like this with my family, with my close friends. I don't feel comfortable.
You don't feel comfortable anywhere. You just want to be in a closet by yourself.
Pretty much,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, this happened to me for probably about a couple of weeks, I would say, in the very beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I remember really quickly, I was like, whoa, like how, this is going to be, we're in this for the long haul. Like, how long am I going to allow my body to have a physical reaction to somebody stepping out of an elevator?
That's the thing.
You know, so I worked through it very, very quickly, but there was definitely a period in the beginning of this where I holding breath. I would, Mark and I would be walking down the hall and we'd be thinking about who was standing in front and who was standing behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Did it dissipate for you as well?
Yeah, a little bit, but I still find myself when like walking outside, like walking around people and taking walks, not wanting, and it's just so strange to me that people still do that, but we do.
That people still do what? Walk around?
Yeah, when you're walking on a sidewalk, no, people are like clearly avoiding each other.
Yeah, okay.
Walking on the street. The
Kim, you have?
Yeah, I'm okay with my bubble.
Okay.
As we've got the kid and the soccer and the ringette and all that, so you get used to your bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is weird too, though. And you're comfortable here at work, right?
Yes.
And so that's weird. That doesn't make a lot of sense, really, considering, you know, because it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be like a stranger on the street. But I remember a friend in the beginning of it, at the end of May, beginning of June, the first time we were allowed to get together and have some drinks. And I remember she said, oh, I'm so comfortable here, but she's terrified of everybody else. But I was like, we're just people too. We're just people. I think it's normal, though. It's something I've actually spoken to my therapist about, and in the beginning, and she said at the same time that I was, she was working through her own as well, because you're aware of it. It comes up, and if you can, you try to decide, like, is this serving me, or is this doing me, you know, these things come up to protect ourselves, you know, to protect, and is this actually protecting me, or is this causing more stress on my body than I actually need and will ultimately age me quicker? Nobody wants that.
No, and for me, like the fear of not knowing when this will dissipate or when I will feel more comfortable is almost worse than the fear itself.
Well, then you should know that it's in your control. It's in your control. Don't wait for it to go away, but like bring up, think about it. Think about, okay, and we need to be careful. We all do. Like, I'm sanitizing my hands. I'm washing my hands as well. I'm not doing anything I'm not supposed to do.
Right.
But pay attention to when it's actually serving you.
Okay.
You know, that's what I think it comes down to.
Maybe not try holding my, maybe not hold my breath.
Come give me a hug.
No, it's too much too soon.
The lack of oxygen to your brain when you're...
It affects the decision making.
When you're holding breath, it does affect your decision making.